Okay, let's get into this. We've got a listener source here, and it's diving into something, well, super practical, but actually pretty tricky. It's about making sure your hearing test environment meets OSHA rules, specifically when you're using newer gear like the Cuda Wave audiometer, with the foam ear tips.
Right, that's a common question these days.
So our mission here is really to pull out the key info from this white paper. We want to guide you through what OSHA needs and what's recommended for this kind of tech.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the original OSHA rules, think Table D1, they were really set up for the older style headphones.
The ones that sit on the ear.
Exactly, the super oral ones.
Yeah.
They don't block a whole lot of outside noise.
So the room itself had to be incredibly quiet, like really quiet.
You got it. The room did all the work.
Yeah.
But now you have things like the Cuda Wave.
Especially with those foam tips that go right in the ear canal.
Right, they provide a lot of attenuation themselves. They block noise at the ear.
So it's like creating a mini sound booth right there.
Pretty much. And OSHA, well, they've recognized this shift. There's a really key document mentioned in the source, an OSHA letter of interpretation,
When was that from?
October 11th, 2022.
Yeah.
And it's important because it explicitly says you can use the ANSI S3.1 1999 standard as an alternative.
Okay, ANSI S3.1 1999.
Yeah, and that standard is much more relevant for in-suit earphones like the ones we're talking about.
So it opens things up for using this newer tech, maybe even outside traditional booths.
Potentially, yes. It acknowledges the tech is different. So ANSI S3.1, it's a bit more complex, right? It has different noise limits depending on the earphone type.
And for these insert earphones, what does ANSI say compared to the old OSHA Table D1?
Generally, for inserts, ANSI allows for slightly higher ambient noise levels in the room for some sound frequencies.
Because the ear tips themselves are blocking more noise anyway.
Exactly. The ear tip is doing some of the soundproofing work, so the room doesn't have to be quite as quiet at certain pitches.
So the paper digs into the options then. If you're using a Cuda Wave with foam tips, what are your choices for these maximum permissible ambient noise levels, the MPL?
Right, the MPNLs. The paper lays out a few. You could stick to the old OSHA Table D1
Okay.
or use the generic ANSI S3.1 levels for insert earphones.
Makes sense.
There are also the manufacturer's specific levels for the Cuda Wave based on their own tests. And interestingly, a theoretical max level they actually warn against using.
Okay, so not that one. What's the actual recommendation then?
The one the paper points to as the most practical while staying compliant is what they call the noisiest permissible hybrid.
Noisiest permissible hybrid. Okay, that sounds useful. How does that work?
It's actually pretty smart. Since OSHA says you can follow either Table D1 or ANSI S3.1 for inserts,
Right, you mentioned the letter.
this hybrid lets you look at both standards for each specific test frequency, each sound pitch, and you pick the higher allowable noise level between the two for that specific frequency.
Ah, okay. So for 500 hertz, you check OSHA D1 and ANSI insert, see which number is bigger, which allows more noise, and that's your limit for 500 hertz.
You got it. Then you do the same for 1,000 hertz, 2,000 hertz, and so on.
So you're basically combining the most lenient parts of both acceptable standards.
Exactly. It leverages the flexibility OSHA provided with that interpretation letter, giving you the widest operating window for ambient noise while still being fully compliant.
Okay, that makes sense from a compliance standpoint, but let's connect this back. Why does getting these noise levels right actually matter for the hearing test itself?
Oh, it's absolutely crucial for accuracy. The goal is always a reliable audiogram, right? You need to be able to confidently measure hearing down to 0 dBHL.
0 decibels, the level for normal hearing.
Yes. And maybe even more critically in occupational health, you need to reliably spot a standard threshold shift. An STS.
Right, the STS, that's the flag for potential hearing damage. A 10 dB average shift at 2000, 3000, and 4000 hertz.
That's the one. Those frequencies are key for noise-induced hearing loss. Now, if your background noise, the noise reaching the ear, is too high.
It could drown out the test tone.
Precisely. It can mask the test tone, especially those very quiet ones near 0 dB. So you might record someone's hearing as worse than it is. Or worse, you could miss an actual STS because the noise floor is too high.
So meeting these MPNLs, like that recommended hybrid level, ensures the background noise isn't interfering with detecting those crucial shifts.
Exactly. It protects the validity of the test. And this is where the Cuda Wave with foam tips comes back in because they provide so much noise reduction at the ear.
They can create that quiet testing environment needed to meet the standard, even if the room isn't a traditional booth.
Yes, that's the principle behind compliant boothless audiometry. The key is always the noise level at the time of the test meeting, whichever MPNL standard you're following.
Gotcha. So wrapping this up then, based on this source for the CUDA Wave with foam tips, the practical recommendation is to use that noisiest permissible hybrid MPANL.
That seems to be the conclusion, yes.
You take the highest allowed noise level for each frequency from either the old OSHA table D1 or the ANSI S3.1 standard for inserts, because OSHA allows using ANSI S3.1 for this tech.
It's about using the regulations smartly to match the capabilities of the modern equipment.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, thinking about this, how technology like this evolves, and then how the rules or interpretations have to adapt. Does that kind of dynamic remind you of shifts happening in other areas you follow? Something for you, our listeners, to maybe think about.